And now for the Legal Mumbo Jumbo. This podcast is based entirely on Frank's own personal opinions and is in no way, shape, or form the opinions or representation of any fire, police, EMS organizations which he is currently or previously associated or affiliated with. The views expressed in this podcast are entirely his own and do not reflect the views of any aforementioned organization. Please note, the names may have been changed to protect the innocent, the stupid, and the brain dead. Greetings and salutations, everyone. Thank you for joining my podcast for yet another edition of Frank the Lunatic Rants.
Live, from the beautifully spacious and wonderfully bodacious, Fuck If I Know Studios located in wonderful downtown Hamlin, Pennsylvania, it is yet another informative, educational, argumentative, debatable, and downright boring edition of Frank the Lunatic Rants.
Hey there, hi there, ho there everyone. As always, I am your congenial host, Frank the Lunatic. Thank you for joining me for yet another episode of me ranting, raving, pissing, and moaning about topics you probably do not give a shit about whatsoever. So make sure you sit back and you ask yourself this very important question in life. With all the thousands and thousands of podcasts out there, why the hell am I listening to this moron? I ask myself that every time I'm in production and I'm listening to the podcast I just did. It makes me wonder that myself. But anyhow, other things that makes me wonder is, sometimes I have said this before, how this jerk-off, President Jumping Joe Magoo, can possibly still be in office. You know, people bitched and complained about Trump, but, well, at least Democrats bitched and complained about Trump, but, I mean, this guy's a work of art. I don't know what exactly I don't think anybody even knows what it is he's trying to accomplish, because he hasn't accomplished much, even though the commercials are coming out now, being that it is going into an election year. Not yet, but just around the corner will be. There's just all the wonderful, delightful things, the commercials saying on all the things that he's done, which still isn't much because the commercial's very short. And if this man really did a lot in 3 years, it would be a very long commercial, or there'd be more than one part to the commercial. But anyhow, one of the things he is doing, he's starting a American Climate Corps, which is aimed to enlist about 20,000 young people. Isn't that what Adolf Hitler was trying to do too, with like the Young Nazi organization or something? This might be similar. Anyhow, the White House is trying to fumble together a program under existing powers. So we're not even trying something new. We want to bring something new, but we want to try getting existing agencies involved so that, I guess, you don't have to go through Congress and Senate and everything to form a new agency. So we're going to try using our existing powers and agencies to bring young people into low-carbon energy and climate-resilient jobs. This is where this jerk-off thinks that the future of America and the future of jobs lay, when in fact all it's going to do is basically lay one big huge egg. Anyhow, so they're calling it the American Climate Corps, and it's an executive branch stab at the New Deal-inspired civilian climate corps idea, which the White House unsuccessfully urged Congress to create and fund with billions and billions of dollars in what became the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, I personally take insult to the fact that they're even trying to compare this to, that this is inspired by the New Deal, by the Roosevelt New Deal. Totally different situation. The New Deal, you know, was to help bring around economic changes and help the economy. Getting a bunch of kids together to try getting them involved in green jobs, I don't consider that really a new deal, but for some reason this moron we have sitting in the White House and the Oval Office seems to do that. But here's the big picture. Of course, they unveiled it during like a climate week seminar or something. This corpse, I was going to say job corpse, this corps is a paid training program that's aiming to provide, quote, pathways to highly qualified, good Lord, the way they have this worded, pathways to high quality employment opportunities in the public and private sectors, according to the White House. Pathways to high quality employment opportunities. There's nothing that actually makes an actual pathway to a high quality employment opportunity. Companies make the way for high quality employment opportunities. If the companies aren't opening up these opportunities, I don't give a rat's ass what fucking training you have. You're not going to get a job in it. Apparently, this guy thinks he's like John F. Kennedy or something with the Peace Corps. Peace Corps type of thing. Anyhow, if there's not companies that are going to make these jobs available, I don't care what type of training you're putting these kids through, but if there's no jobs, well, then there's no opportunity. Then it's billions of dollars foolishly spent. And with the economy the way it is, I can't see companies, you know, just going out there investing or opening their doors to these opportunities that's going to cost money. But anyhow, according to the White House, it envisions training in areas like wetland restoration, low-carbon energy deployment, forest management, and more. Wetland restoration. That one, I'm scratching my head at that one, because wetland restoration just really isn't a feasible thing. You know, they make it sound like, first of all, that there's a housing shortage. There isn't a land and housing shortage in this country. The problem is that people don't want to build things. You know, come to where I am, the county I am. There's so much rural land going unused from old farms that have been like closed up for 30, 40, 50 years now. But, you know, there's no action going on there. There's a lot of wetlands. Restoring wetlands is an interesting topic because generally if you're going to build or do anything involving a piece of land that is wetland, deemed as wetland, you have to get the Army Corps of Engineers in. And there's all these stupid studies and everything else they have to do because, you know, you redoing something might upset the mating, the breeding, whatever, of some insect that, you know, has the possibility or capability of wiping out all of humanity. It's not that easy. Wetland restoration, it's called backfilling. It's calling gang heavy equipment and just backfilling the areas. But anyhow, low carbon energy deployment. What the hell is that anyway? So the one thing I looked up in regards to low carbon energy deployment, it refers to a shift from an economy which depends heavily on fossil fuels to a sustainable low-carbon economy. A shift from an economy that depends on fossil fuels and switch it to low-carbon type of energy. Okay, here's the problem with that. An economy that depends on fossil fuels, well, okay, transportation. Transporting products happens through train, through ships, through trucks, sometimes through airplanes, but not as much. How exactly do you go and change that from something that relies on fossil fuels to something that doesn't? You know, I know they're trying to do battery-powered tractor trailers, which I don't even know if I did a rant on this or not, but some of the stuff that I've been looking up in regards to this shows how the range and everything, it takes like 1.5 times longer for stuff to be transported by trucks that rely on batteries. So I can't really see that being something very positive. Anyhow, in regards to like airplanes, you're not going to have airplanes that run on something other than fossil fuels. That you cannot have a battery-powered airplane, at least right now, I just can't see there being a technology capable of doing anything like that. And ships, battery-powered ships, container ships, like, really? Like, okay, the batteries start running out. How do you charge them out in the middle of the ocean? I don't know, maybe Tesla will set up charging stations in the middle of the ocean or something. Who the hell knows? Trains. I heard that they are trying to do stuff with electric trains. Funny thing is, you still have to have a diesel train on there to help supplement, once again, because it cannot produce enough power to actually pull along all these cars. So I don't understand this whole thing with low carbon energy deployment that they're trying to push, because it's just impossible. And as I said before in some of my other rants in regards to the whole carbon fuel and these people that, these morons out there that do the whole, you know, get rid of oil. And there's actually an interesting video of somebody who's actually yelling at these protesters, something that I say all the time, you know, get rid of oil. Well, then walk around naked. You better go and take off all your clothes right now, because everything that these protesters wear are clothing that is primarily oil-based, or even if it was like organic cottons and that, the manufacturing process is still using carbon fuels, you know, and electricity and that. I think it's completely moronic. You know, these people that are part of these groups, you know, do you eat anywhere? Yeah, you eat anywhere? Okay. More than likely, that food that you're eating was packaged in something that is oil-based. And more than likely, your food was cooked with natural gas, say, or propane, which also puts out dangerous carbon emissions. So walk around naked and starve yourself. Never cook food ever again. And maybe then you could say you're doing something to save the planet. But anyway, in regards to saving the planet, once we get this jerk-off out of office, we definitely will be saving the planet. Forest management. Okay, well, that's about the only positive thing I see in that. Anyhow, this idiot's goal, he wants over 20,000 young people enrolled in the program in the first year and possibly every year. Once again, it sort of sounds like the whole junior SS recruitment, I guess. The funny thing is, they want all this stuff, but there's no details about how they're going to fund it, how this is going to operate. You know, even as there's a federal website for interested parties actually went live. I mean, there's actually a website that they put out. And in the website, in their little propaganda thing, they have on it that the Biden's American Climate Corps will put a new generation of Americans to work conserving our lands and waters, bolstering community resilience, advancing environmental justice, deploying clean energy, implementing energy-efficient technologies, and tackling climate change. They always have to throw climate change in there. That's just how they try getting votes from all the wah-wahs. You got to throw climate change in there. So you want 20,000 young Americans. You want kids just out of school, basically, out of high school or college, to be put to work in this stuff. And you want them to work to help conserve our lands, which I can't see too many kids out there wanting to get dirty. Try pulling them away from their PlayStations and their telephones long enough to actually get their hands dirty. Almost impossible. Bolstering community resilience. Okay. So protesting. There you go. Advancing environmental justice. I guess that's like the protesters that go around and, like, you know, throw food on paintings and say, get rid of oil. I mean, what, advance environmental justice? That would be lawyers. That isn't something these young kids would be doing in some type of job corps type of thing. That's something you go to law school for. Deploying clean energy. Once again, something that these young people would have nothing to do with. Not until you're actually older and maybe working for a company that has something to do with clean energy, possibly. Implementing energy-efficient technology. Again, not something for kids just out of school, more like something for people who are engineers and such. And if you're like that, you're more than likely not going to join a government program for kids. Because after all, the whole purpose of this is to gain the skills necessary to access good paying jobs that are aligned with high quality employment opportunities after they complete their paid training or service program. So apparently the federal government's going to take these kids. So I guess you're going to have, you know, some kid just out of school, 18, 19, 20, whatever. And I guess you're going to put them through a training program. And at least in this idiot's mind, you're going to go through this training program. And in this training program, you are going to have the knowledge and the ability and the experience to go out there and get a job where you're involved with implementing energy efficient technology and inventing these technologies. Really? Aha. If you believe that, I have some great marshland I want to sell you. You're going to train, the federal government's going to train people, train kids how to get these jobs. How exactly are you training these kids to, you know, get employment in fields where you got to know something about engineering? And I don't mean conservation by sitting in a classroom and learning about it, but actual scientific things involved with conservation and such. That's not something you're going to learn in some stupid government training program. And they even have a sign-up list, too. I'm looking at the Cuspeg Twins pulled this up for me, that you have a checklist. I'm interested in learning more about skills based in regarding deploying low-cost, reliable, clean energy. Once again, not something that kids under the age of 21 or even under 25, for that matter, would actually be involved with in the working world. The most a kid would be doing in regards to deploying these clean energy would be basically knocking door to door, convincing people, hey, who's your electric supplier? Can we switch you over to wind power? That's basically where I see that going. Implement energy efficient solutions to help families save money on their energy bills. Again, implementing energy efficient solutions. Again, you're looking at people that would have to be very educated, first of all, to come up with these solutions and help families save money on their energy bills. Okay, well, that part the kids would be doing because, after all, once again, that would be not marketing, sitting in a Walmart or knocking door to door saying, excuse me, who do you have for your electric company? Rebuild coastal wetlands to protect coastal communities from storm surges and flooding. Really? Rebuild coastal wetlands? So this is something that you are apparently saying that you're going to educate and train these kids how to do. Something that would basically take science and engineering to determine how you're going to do stuff to protect these communities. The only other thing they would be able to do is learn how to throw sandbags around. Manage forests to prevent catastrophic wildfires. How exactly do you manage forests to prevent wildfires? If you were able to do that, then you wouldn't have no wildfires. In other words, this is something impossible to do. You can't manage forests to prevent wildfires. Wildfires happen either because of human intervention, people doing stupid things. So the only way that I could see you managing forests against that would be basically take these forests and fence them all in and tell people you cannot go to the forest. You might laugh at me and say, that's idiotic, Frank. But just think of that. Managing forests to prevent wildfires. You can't prevent wildfires. They happen. Lightning strikes a tree, and the tree catches fire in the forest. Next thing you know, there's a wildfire. And that's how some wildfires actually start. So again, how would you be teaching kids to manage this to prevent the wildfire? Are they going to stand up there with lightning rods? Basically, tell these kids, walk around with a lightning rod so the lightning hits you instead of the trees. Protect America's public lands and waters for future generations. Once again, something that you would need to know a little bit of science and a little bit of engineering. Something that, again, I can't see a government program enticing kids out of high school to join would be able to help. Enhance agricultural systems to protect natural resources and conserve water during droughts. Again, unless you're having these kids doing marketing and commercials saying, hi, don't waste water, it's still something that you need something to do with science and engineering. And finally, advance environmental justice to ensure all Americans live in healthy, thriving communities. First of all, you don't need environmental justice. You need justice to live in healthy, thriving communities. To have a healthy, thriving community, you need infrastructure. You need stuff even on the local level that actually have roads taken care of. Actually clean up roads so you don't have dirt and dust and all this road junk floating in the air. Again, something that is just not going to happen at all. But apparently, this is what we want to waste our money on, at least what President Jumping Joe Magoo wants to turn around and waste our tax dollars on. Again, this is something that I see just to be a waste of government money. The president was stating that there's an agreement amongst, that he wants an agreement amongst six federal agencies, including Labor and Energy Department, and each will bring existing authorities and resources. Okay. Oh, the launch will spur interest among state, local governments, philanthropists, and the private sector, and we are very keen to harness that energy through this coordinated effort. Getting people into good-paying union jobs is a priority. Of course, he had to put the word union in there, of course, to appease the unions, you know, and the Democrats. I don't understand this. The launch will spur interest. Well, apparently, since this thing launched, I haven't heard jack squat about it, basically. So I don't think there's a hell of a lot of interest if you've announced this thing and you don't even see stuff on television in regards to it. So I guess it's one of these programs that we're just going to waste government money on that's just going to sit by the wayside. They are even launching a joint thing with the newly formed AmeriCorps and the Forest Service, U.S. Forest Service, to have Forest Corps, a five-year, $15 million initiative. Okay. Wow. And because of his 2024 campaign, Biden is trying to get young voters, all young wah-wahs, to, you know, come over to the dark side and vote for him. Of course, the White House says that this will help develop the workforce needed to meet U.S. climate goals. How about the workforce needed to actually keep the country going? How about that? We're lacking so much stuff in that area, but we're going to concentrate more on telling kids your future is to come work for the government and, you know, work with climate change. Fuck everything else, you know. Fuck that there's a shortage of certain type of people and certain jobs out there. No, we want you to come and do this and do President Magoo's evil bidding, basically. Absolutely moronic, absolutely ridiculous. But this is what you get from having the president that we have in office. A complete and total fucking moron who doesn't know his ass from his elbow. Of course, something else that that our president doesn't know his ass from his elbow in regards to is politics and America and how to run a country. He's put out new warnings about ongoing existential threats to our U.S. Democracy in addresses that he's given around the country recently, sharpening his argument in regards to Donald Trump. And he's asking voters in 2024 to prioritize the health of American institutions. He says that there's something dangerous happening in America right now, that there's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs of our democracy, the MAGA movement. This man is so fixated on this whole thing, this MAGA thing, and MAGA Republicans, and that all the Republicans are basically extremists, and, you know, that they're basically like, oh, basically terrorist in a sense. This is what this man is stressing. He's more concerned with that than over how bad the economy is. So remember that when elections happen next year. This man is so fixated. It's like a fascination with him. It's like a fetish with him that he is so fixated with Donald Trump, and he so has a fascination with the MAGA Republicans. I mean, I don't know, maybe somebody just says the word MAGA, you know, and his heart just starts pumping and he actually wakes up a little more. He says that Trump has anti-democratic behavior. No, he has anti-democrat party behavior, but anti-Democrat behavior, anti-Democratic behavior, really? No, Mr. President, I think you're more anti-democratic, because in our democratic society, we have laws and stuff like that, one of which is coming into our country illegally is a felony, and you should be sent back. Where this president is more fixated with this whole thing with Donald Trump and Republicans, that instead he's just turning a blind eye to what's going on with the illegal immigrants and how bad. Do you know how many illegals have come into this country over the last 3 years since this jerk-off has taken office? It is incredible how many. And meanwhile, his party, his presidency, his administration is catering to these people that actually have demands. That's the best part, because they have demands because they don't like the hotels that they're being put up in. These fucking assholes are being put up in these places for free until the government can set them up somewhere and get them on the system. And they're going to bitch because it's not like the Hyatt, you know, it's not the presidential suite in the friggin' Hilton. This is the stuff that this president is freaking ignoring. But yet he's more concerned about saying that Trump and Republicans have anti-democratic behavior. No, you're the anti-democratic. You're taking our democracy and basically spitting on it. That's what you're doing, because you're not even upholding the laws of the land that you took an oath that you were going to defend. Do you remember taking that oath? You know, about upholding the law and defending upholding and defending the Constitution of the United States and that. You're doing no such thing. You're basically shitting on the hardworking, legal American citizens in this country. And you're basically bending over and just getting a really good ass reaming from all the illegals and that. That's maybe why he walks around with a fucking smile on his face, is because all the fucking ass-fucking he's getting, you know, from all these things, he's just enjoying it. You know, the Democrats are more concerned about what happened with Trump when he was in office and this whole thing trying to bring charges against him, but yet they won't bring charges up against the illegals. They won't deport these people. And these are the morons that some of you out there listening to me want to put back in office. Want to keep in power. It's the same old, same old. It's just like out here. I always bring up the city of Scrotum, Pennsylvania. Excuse me, Scranton, Pennsylvania. In Lackawanna County. This is one of those places that are highly Democrat. And what do? They put the same jerk-offs that are Democrat into power all the time. Or they re-elect them. They re-elect them, or they wind up putting in different Democrats in power. And then they sit there and they bitch about how bad the roads are and the taxes are going up and the property taxes and the school taxes. Well, you put these idiots into office that's doing this to you, or basically neglecting their jobs and not taking care of things. But yet, God forbid, you select that lever, you know, fill in that circle, whatever the hell it is you do, you know, down there where you vote, whatever the hell the process is, and actually put someone different into office from a different political party. You have yourself to blame for the problems that you have in your county and your cities down there. But anyhow, it's just a whole blind eye. I don't know what is wrong with you people out there that you can continue to keep supporting an administration that doesn't give a shit about our laws and the rights of American citizens, but instead, you know, supports wanting to give election voting rights, not federal for like presidential at least yet, but want to give voting rights to illegals to vote in local and state elections. Really? That's just basically taking our Constitution and that and just wiping your fucking butt crack with it and throwing it out. That's exactly what you're doing. You're not a goddamn president. You're a puppet president, first of all. Okay? He is a puppet president who does not care about the American people. The only time he's going to show he cares is pretty soon down the road, because we're going to start the whole campaigning thing coming up, because of eventually heading into 2024 in the election season, because he's going to try so desperately. He knows that he's fucked. So they're going to keep trying desperately, handing out lies about things. Some of the political ads that are out there right now with their propaganda, with the things that Joe Biden's getting the job done. He lowered prices on drugs, on these necessary drugs. He forced the companies to lower their prices. Okay, you forced the companies to lower their prices. Okay, but you didn't do anything to force the retail establishments, CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, for example, to lower their prices they're charging the consumer. These companies are making more of a profit because now something that they were charging $400 to CVS for, maybe they're charging $200 for, but CVS is still going to turn around and charge you $400 because they're going to make even more money on it. You're not doing anything in regards to that because of the whole, you know, free enterprise thing and the retail establishments and that. You know, but Joe Biden is helping us by reducing the price of certain prescription medications. And again, you did nothing to help the healthcare industry, the health insurance industry, that turns around and charges ridiculous copays for some of these drugs. Or, you know, just all of a sudden they sneeze the wrong way and now they say a certain drug isn't covered, that you have to pay full price for it. You don't seem to care about that. You care about the most idiotic things out there. Maybe you should go and join the little job card thing, Mr. President. Maybe you'll actually learn something different. Although I can't see how, because I can't see you staying awake enough to actually get through any type of class whatsoever. Because when you look at pictures of him around the world, he can't see to stay awake in press conferences going around the world, like with his other leaders speaking that. You know, this man's practically nodding off. Okay? Yeah, he's really concerned about the American people. Yep, he really is. It shows it all the time. What a friggin' moron this is. And once again, this is the moron that some of you want to re-elect to run the country. Kid in kindergarten could probably run the damn country better, honestly. Anyhow, I, my friends, of course, as always, am Frank the Lunatic. And make sure you reach out to me and leave me your opinion in regards to things. Maybe in regards to this topic, maybe in regards to a different topic. Maybe there's a topic you want me to rant and bitch about or tear apart. Make sure you call our listener feedback line at area code 570-503-6585 and leave your comments. Or send me an email to frankthelunatic@gmail.com. Or if you listen to me on the Anchor FM app or Spotify, make sure you click the little thing. If you go to the webpage, you actually click the little icon there, and you can actually send me a voice message through that as well. Anyhow, I'm Frank the Lunatic. As always, I have approved this message. And for now, my friends, that is all I have to say about that.